It's 5:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up later in the program, we'll talk about why the Federal Trade Commission is pursuing legal action against a major wireless provider and what you should watch for on your cell phone bills.
First, we're building off our conversation yesterday with business professor Morris Davis about the brain drain in Wisconsin. Young Wisconsinites are leaving the state after getting their college degree. Some of them come back years later to raise a family, and some of them don't.
Yesterday, Professor Davis explained why the brain drain is a huge economic burden on the state of Wisconsin. He also shared some solutions, things like tax breaks or maybe discounted tuition for students who commit to staying in the state after they graduate.
Right now, we're talking to another guest concerned about the brain drain. She's a member of the millennial generation, which includes people born between 1981 and the year 2000, and she's trying to attract her peers to Door County. Caitlin Olson joins us now. She's a social media strategist at 3W Media. Caitlin, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, I want to start by getting your personal story. You grew up in Door County and then you left. Why did you leave? What made you decide to make that choice?
I grew up in Sister Bay, Wisconsin, which has a population of 800 people. So I really wanted to try something new and have new experiences. So I left at 18 after graduating and went to the New School in New York, where I got my undergraduate degree and thought I wanted to get even further away. And so I moved to Edinburgh, Scotland to get a master's degree at the University of Edinburgh. And I liked it so much, I stayed for 2 extra years. And finally, I moved home in September of 2013 because my visa expired.
Oh, so you've only been home for a little while then. So what drew you back to Door County?
Well, like a lot of other millennials, I wanted to live at home to use as a base to find a job in Madison, which kind of started all of this because I didn't really have a lot of money coming home, and I wanted to pick up some extra money by working at 3W, which is owned by my mom and stepfather.
And along the way, you noticed something. You noticed that there didn't seem to be the huge numbers of millennials in Door County, and you've tried to kind of beat the drum about this and raise awareness and get millennials interested in moving there. What kind of was a red flag to you about millennials in Door County?
While I started my job search in Madison, I was coming across Epic, Sonic Foundry, tech companies like Google and Zendesk and the biotech startup industry, and thought, there are a lot of people down here, a lot of young people with great salaries. Why are they not in Door County? It's 3.5 hours away. We've got 5 state parks, 19 county parks, 20 beaches, and we just broke ground in Sturgeon Bay with an awesome skate park. So to me, it seemed kind of like a no-brainer, easy to get to. Why aren't there more people here? And secondly, when I came home, I was really impressed with Sister Bay. About 2 years ago, it was kind of a bit more bleak. A lot of businesses were closed down in the city center, village center. And in the past 2 years, it's like a totally different area. It's vibrant. There's a lot of new business owners that are young. And so it's really due to these young business owners that Sister Bay is seeing this great change.
I think in Wisconsin, if you don't live in Door County, a lot of people think of it as a place that you go to vacation, not necessarily a place that you live in. Can you make the case for why people should move to live, make their permanent home in Door County?
Definitely. First off, if you don't like the outdoors and you can't entertain yourself, you're not going to like living in Door County. So that's something you kind of have to figure out. And there are a lot of other great parts of the state that have other unique attributes to offer young people. But Door County, it's the outdoors. That's the main focus. So I would say that, you know, if you're someone that likes to be outside and you like being outdoor activities year round, this is the place for you to be. And now we're seeing such a great influx of new young business owners in the area that it is starting to get a bit more popular, but we're not really reaching out to millennials, and that's kind of what our initiative started from.
So in the press, you know, you hear a lot about how millennials seem to prefer dense urban areas because for one reason, they don't have to own a car. Mm-hmm. They can bike and use public transportation, and that's not the place or the case in somewhere like Door County. Does that make it a harder sell?
Yes and no. Something I've talked about with 3W Media, who I'm working with and did the ebook with our client Door County Inns and Resorts, we've talked about what we really want to push for is a Zipcar franchise, which might sound a bit weird, but it would be really handy to have, not only for people coming up and traveling around and visiting Door County, but also people living there. We do have a lot of student workers, and it'd be great for them just to have the ability to utilize that as well, and not having to feel like, oh, I have to have a car to be in Door County to get to my two or three jobs.
Now, you said you noticed in your hometown of Sister Bay that you were impressed with it recently. Like, a lot of things you noticed were changing. There was new vitality there, and you put that down to millennials who are active as business owners. Can you tell us about some of the things that are happening in Door County thanks to the millennials who are changing?
That's a huge part of it. And another important part that I think other parts of the state can do is incorporating millennials in community organizations, community boards. And I know there's been an argument saying that young people aren't interested. And I would say we are interested. Part of it is some of us have a lot of student loan debt or are burdened with having to work two or three jobs just to pay rent. The other is, you know, you have to reach out to us and ask us. Because if you start asking us and listening to our opinions and our concerns, we'll be a lot more apt to trust, you know, older generations, the retiree generations, and really want to help revitalize the community.
Now, yesterday in our discussion about brain drain, our guest focused on economic development in urban areas of Wisconsin, places like Madison and Milwaukee. What about rural communities? Why is it important to focus on them?
I would say because that's most of Wisconsin. You know, Madison and Milwaukee are great urban environments, and that's a whole other topic of conversation. But I would say the backbone of Wisconsin are these rural communities, and I think that a unique way to look at this problem is by saying that we need to work together as a community to address economic development. And part of that, I just read an article an hour ago on Forbes.com about how almost 2/3 of millennials would like to start their own company. So we're not really going the route of other generations where we want to have a specific job for 10 to 20, 30 years, save up money, and then eventually open up the business, our dream business that we've always wanted to do. We're more apt to start our dream business now. And I think that that's something that other communities can appreciate and need to take advantage of, is that spirit and working together to really create a strong community. Because I know from my personal experience, I have a lot of friends and classmates in Door County and in other parts of the country that would jump at the opportunity to return home and work, either starting up their own cafe or bar or working, starting their own marketing or communications business. And we really need to cultivate that strong sense of community to get that to work.
That's really interesting, because I think you hear that people leave rural areas because there aren't jobs. You're saying, you know, maybe that's not as much of an issue in Door County and other rural areas because millennials like to make their own jobs. Is that right?
Yeah. And I'd say to that as well, every community has their own community business leaders, people that have done really well for 20, 30 years. And these people really, you know, I would love to see them reaching out to millennial business owners and saying, like, what do you need? Starting that dialogue of what can I help you with? Not necessarily financial support, but creating those financial initiatives, as well as just like support, you know, offering you my advice. Because I think when you start that dialogue, a lot of trust comes from that. And, you know, this not everyone will fit into this kind of category this way, but I think it's a great way to start a better dialogue about it.
So in terms of the job market itself, if you don't have that entrepreneurial spirit that you're talking about as a millennial, and you just want a job, are there jobs there? If you've got if you're putting out the call for millennials to move to Door County, will they find something to do?
Yes, there's a lot of jobs, from, you know, being a kayak tour guide to working at a local brewery in Bailey's Harbor, to working in lodging, to running for a political office in the community. There's a lot of different jobs to fill, and a lot of, yeah, so it's not just, you don't just have to be an entrepreneur.
Does having a smaller group of your peers, in this case millennials, where you live, does that change the way the place feels to you?
That's an interesting question. I would say, well, yes, I think in some ways, because it's smaller, it almost feels like it's a stronger community, because everyone from people I see and interact with, it's people are much more willing to help each other, and it feels stronger. Everyone kind of knows each other, and yeah, in that way, I would say it's a bit stronger, even though it's a smaller percentage.
If it's someone who's not from the area, will they be welcomed in?
I think so. I think we're a very welcoming community.
We're talking right now with social media strategist and millennial Caitlin Olson about what it will take to attract younger people to visit and live in Door County. And we're taking your calls next. Are you seeing the brain drain in your community? And what are you doing to attract young people back to your city or your town? What do you think Wisconsin needs to do to retain its younger residents? And if you're a millennial, what would it take to keep you in the Badger State? And questions about Door County, we're happy to take those too. 800-642-1234 is our number. That's 800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We're picking up our conversation now with social media strategist and millennial Caitlin Olson about what it would take to attract young people to Door County. And we're taking your calls right now. If you're a millennial, why do you think that in some cases millennials seem to be drawn to cities, and what would it take to get them to move somewhere like Door County? What obstacles do you see? And what do you think the state stands to gain by getting people into areas like Door County? 800-642-1234 is our number. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can send us an email to talk@wpr.org. And we'll take our first caller now. We've got Kevin with us from Onalaska. Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
What do you think?
I was just calling to plug an organization called SCORE, and they are a group of retired business folks that help young entrepreneurs. But as the subject you guys are talking about, they're not very known. Like, I didn't just come across them very easily. And so they meet at the Chamber of Commerce once every Monday, and they help young entrepreneurs write business plans and get their feet off the ground.
And this is a statewide group?
I'm not sure. I know that it's in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Okay. So it's a organization called SCORE that helps young people start businesses. Thank you for that call, Kevin. Are there existing resources like that in Door County that you know of, Caitlin?
There's DCEDC, which is Door County Economic Development Corporation, and they offer some great grant loan programs, as well as they have a partnership with UWGB, and GB sends up a mentor, and they meet every month, which is great. And Mary Witteberg from Gibraltar School, where I went to school, she's done a really great job at creating business and entrepreneur classes, and as well as starting a DECA program. And three of the students actually went to the national competition in Atlanta, Georgia this year. So it's happening more and more, bit by bit.
One of the first things you think will get people to live in Door County is to get them to visit Door County. That's step one. What kinds of things are you doing on that front?
Well, we created the ebook DC Bounce, which you can find at dcbounce.com. And it's filled with young business owners and young employees showing that you can be in Door County. You can live, you can work, you can play. That it's not just a destination for your grandparents, which, better or worse, I feel like a lot of people have that idea about it, that there are a lot of great opportunities for young people. So we've sent out that ebook, and we're actually going to be targeting Madison millennials with a strategic targeting to them down here to get them interested and to have it just get in front of their face.
There is that sense, I guess, like you were saying sometimes, that going to these traditional vacation destinations, the North Woods or Door County, is something that someone's grandparents did or that families have done for a long time, that it's not unique. What would you say is unique and worth visiting when someone is considering that versus, you know, something that's more exotic?
Well, a main reason we wanted to target people, Madison millennials specifically, is that we know they're making great salaries, but they don't really have a lot of time off to plan this exotic vacation. So we're not trying to take the space of that. We're trying more to target them. Like, we know you're working really hard. You've only got maybe a day to plan this vacation. Why not come to Door County? It's 3.5 hours away. Enjoy the weekend, and we hope that you come back again.
And what are a few of your favorite things to do? If you wanted to sell someone right now about, you know, taking that first visit to Door County, they're 23 years old. Why should mm-hmm. they go?
Oh, man, there's a lot.
What should they do?
Okay. First off, I would say you have to see a sunset in Ephraim. It's beautiful, picturesque. You have to go to Door County Brewing in Bailey's Harbor. They just opened, and you won't even believe that you're in Door County. It's so awesome. As well as visit Main Street Market for a really great local family-owned grocery store, and Allison Bay Pottery in Allison Bay. They've got demonstrations and just a really cool affordable art. That's another thing we're trying to plug, is that you is the concept of buying art as a millennial. So and kayaking on Cave Point.
Excellent. So a list there, and there's a lot more in your ebook as well. Let's go to our caller here. Diane joins us next in Allison Bay. Hi, Diane.
Hi.
What do you think? What do you want to add?
I'd like to ask Caitlin if she would talk about the growing music and art scene. I know she touched on art a little bit, but the music scene in Door County and how it's growing and what direction it's going into.
That's a great question. We have a lot of great folk artists and really active, not only in Door County, but also across the state. A lot of, you could go to a concert, I think a different person every week. They're all out throughout Door County. And the art scene there is really great. It's not just kind of maybe more conservative types of art. It's really like painting, pottery, ceramics, sculpture. There's some great sculpture gardens in Door County. So it's really becoming a lot more interesting, I think.
And you talked earlier about, the whole thrust of this is to get people to visit Door County, millennials hopefully move there. What are you worried about if that doesn't happen?
I am a very positive person, so I'm hoping that I'm not trying to be so negative, but, you know, to be very blunt, in the next 5 to 10 years, if we don't get young people moving and increasing enrollment in our schools, which are dwindling, and our, you know, the class sizes are already really small, there's not going to be people around to fill these service industries, like working at retirement homes, working in the grocery store. I'm really adamant that we need to get people up there and help them fall in love and start a family and really, put down roots in Door County.
We've seen in the last 10, 20 years, you know, the advent and the growth of social media, Facebook, people are more interconnected than they ever were before. Do you think that would make it easier for someone to do what you're talking about, move there, start a family, but still stay connected?
Definitely. And this is going to sound a bit silly, but we've really increased the stability of our internet. So we've got DSL and cable, and we've really made it a lot stronger. Because we are in the middle of nowhere, it was a bit hit or miss. And AT&T is finally, I think someone told me they're going to be in Fish Creek and Ephraim, which again sounds a bit silly, but these are things that people think about. So yeah, it's gotten, you know, you can really be in Door County and be running a business and even connecting internationally and not have to worry about being in an urban environment.
And you can get a pretty great public radio signal in Door County.
Yes, we can.
So that's another plus. Have you seen evidence that, you know, this is working? The millennials are moving to Door County.
I think the millennials we're seeing that are moving to Door County are people that have grown up there and are able to start a business, either like a restaurant or something in hospitality. And that's really great, and we want to keep cultivating that. But I think that we don't have to limit it to just that.
And in terms of what you were talking about, a future where there might not be enough people to fill the service jobs, would that mean that, you know, the Door County, you know, that so many people love to visit is in danger?
I would say yes. In order to really overemphasize the importance of reaching out to millennials, I would say yes. I think that we really need to create better efforts in our community to reach out to young people and in Door County now, as well as in other parts of the state, to really make sure that our economy continues to grow and the population continues to grow.
Is that your one wish for Door County, to see it, you know, thriving and in teeming with people and families?
Definitely. Yes, definitely.
Well, Caitlin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We're talking to social media strategist and millennial Caitlin Olson about what it will take to attract younger people to visit and to live in Door County. And Caitlin, once more, the address of your ebook if people want to check it out.
Yes, dcbounce.com.